Well, that was quick. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? It is so good to be in God's house. I tell you, so far, I could just about just say a word of prayer and we could leave and go home right now from the testimonies and the word of God that we've already heard. But I want to talk to you this morning about something that, a matter called faith. You know, at some point in time in our lives, we've had doubt in our lives, hadn't we? We've come across doubt. It's we doubt ourselves, or we doubt God himself when things go wrong. You know, sometime when doubt raises its ugly head in a situation, it can cause us to dig deeper in ourselves, into our relationship with God. And it can make our faith stronger after the trial is over. You know, most of the time we don't doubt God's existence. We doubt his ability. We doubt his character. If a man or a woman that's sitting here today says that I've never doubted, you're on the wrong trail, I can tell you that, because you're telling a lie. Because everyone has come to the point where they've doubted either themselves or God, or both. You know, just about every cowboy that I've ever worked with, been with, always has not only such a strong character, but there's one thing that they have in common, and it's courage. They'll jump in where others stand back. They'll fly in, grab a hold, knowing full well that they're probably going to get hurt, and it usually does. Something happens when you just jump in without thinking. You just do it. That's the nature of the cowboy. But even some of the toughest, I don't want to call them mean, but some of the toughest cowboys I know, even those guys at some time or another have experienced that moment where they doubted, man, can I do this? Can God do this? Can we do this together? It makes for a tough situation. I know, as far as myself, though, I've doubted myself on a lot of occasions, especially when it comes to singing or preaching. I've doubted myself in those areas, and I'd have to call out to God and say, man, Lord, I am just not good enough to do what you've called me to do. I need help. Somehow or another, my abilities just didn't seem to be enough, and I had to ask for help. Let's open our Bibles to Mark 11, 22 to 25. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you received it, it will be yours. But when you're praying, first forgive anyone who you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive you of your sins too. Faith. Man, faith that can move a mountain. Faith that anything is possible. That's the kind of faith Jesus says. If you believe it without doubt, he's going to show up and he will make it possible. If you rely on him and have no doubt in your heart. Last Sunday, I was sitting in my easy chair at the house, and I was watching football. And about 9:26 p.m., I know because I looked it up, I received a phone call. And at the other end of the phone was a man that was greatly troubled. He started talking about the situation, the pain that he was in, and the couple's little boy was in an accident. And we know now who that little boy is. And he told me, he said, he's being life-lighted to the hospital. And as he kept recounting the events leading up to the accident and then hung up, I immediately had this sick feeling in my stomach. And it just rocked me to the core. I was shaken mentally and physically. Here, a dear family that I loved, a child that I dearly loved, was injured. And I cried out and I said, Lord, man, God, this is awful. How can I minister to this family? How can I bring comfort? What can I do? I am just a man. As I continued to pray, I heard the still small voice in my heart, and it said, Son, I've got this. Get up and go. So I got up. I immediately started getting ready. He did a work in that child that was nothing short of miraculous. That is a word that I don't use a whole lot. Miraculous. That means it was a miracle. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I'm saying? God performed a miracle. We wonder through our lives, we go, is God still here? Is God still on his throne? Is God still doing anything? When Jesus sent his disciples out, he said, you can heal the sick. You can heal the lame. All you have to do is believe and say it in your prayers in my name. You are my representative. Well, y'all, we had one of our own that needed prayers. And y'all prayed. Many people prayed. And God showed up in a miraculous way and healed him. I shudder when I think about this, because that could have easily been, instead of me standing up here and singing God's praises about how he saved him and how he made his life so great because he's still here, I could be preaching a sermon on a funeral. That's how serious the situation could have been if God had not intervened. In James 1, it says, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in him alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. You see, Satan is the one that inserts doubt into our minds and our hearts. That doesn't come from God. Because God knows who he is. He knows that I am have complete power. I am sovereign. That word sovereign is a big word. That means that there is no other power above me that I answer to. I am it. I'm sovereign. And that's the God that we serve. Amen? When Satan puts those things in our mind, he just inserts it in there and says, you know, God is really not going to do that. This is really a bad situation. That is stinking thinking. I've said that before. When that little liar starts saying those things to you, that is stinking thinking. Now, if you believe it, if you take it into your heart and you believe it about God and say, you know what, maybe God really can't do that, then that's sinful. That is a sin, to question God's power, to question God's might. God has the power to heal. He has the power to save. He has the power to raise someone from the dead. The scriptures tell us that on several occasions they were dead and he brought them back to life. And him and his disciples. And he says, you know, if you would just do what I tell you to do, you could do greater things than these. I can tell you, you matched. You matched what the disciples did this week. You matched it. Your prayers were answered in a mighty way. I'm so glad that he did, because I tell you, I don't think it would be a horrible situation in itself, but just think if it went the other way. Every time I started working on this message, the tears would come in my eyes, and I go, I normally work on my sermons on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and I just could not do it. I was so into the moment, it was so fresh on my mind, that I just could not write it down. I could not put it into words, because it was so, so horrible to me to think about it. As God continued to work on my heart, he just said, you need to settle down and realize that everything is okay. That I showed up, that I did what I'm supposed to do. You did what you were supposed to do. Everyone prayed and did what they were supposed to do. And look what the result is. So I got a question. Does prayer, when we pray, does it work? Does God do what God said he'll do? He does. I said here last week, or the week before, I said, when has God ever been late? When has he ever been early? Never. He showed up at the right time. When tragedy strikes, when problems come, and I can tell you they're going to come. There's going to be more things to happen. You just got to chomp down on that bit. You've got to dig down deep and grab a hold of the only hand that can do you good, and that's God's hand. And don't let go. Because he and he alone is the one that has the power, not us. Once you give it to him, God'll do what only God can do. That which is impossible. Impossible. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just come to you this morning, Lord, just with, Lord, feeling victorious, with feeling amazing about how we experienced you this week. Not only in Ricky Logan's surgery, but in Maverick's case. And Father, there's somebody here this morning that's experienced maybe not something so traumatic as that, but Lord, you showed up in their life. You showed up when they called out to you, that you took them by the hand and you met their need. Life's hard sometimes. God, life seems harder without you. Laugh with you sometimes. We doubt. We get discouraged. We think, where are you? Where are you at? How come you're not answering my prayers? The whole time you're setting things up, Lord, one by one, taking care of things. And half the time, Lord, we don't appreciate it. Half the time we say, never after you've answered the prayer, we go, never mind, Lord, I got it. It's okay. Forget about it. I took care of it myself. Or it worked itself out. Lord, we know that, and you know that nothing happens by accident. I just lift up this whole body, Lord, the body of Christ. Father, that we would realize that doubting you is the stupidest thing we can do. It's stupid because we actually are sinning because, Father, we realize that we're saying that you don't have the power, that you're not who you say you are. I ask you to forgive us. I just pray, Father, as we live our lives from this moment on, Father, no matter what situation we're in, whatever trouble comes, whatever tragedy comes into our lives, Father, that instead of just going nuts, Father, that we immediately, without fail, turn to you and say, okay, God, take care of this. And if we believe, Lord, you promise that you will. And that's a promise, Lord, that I'm so glad that we have. If so, there's someone here this morning, Lord, that doesn't know you, that has never believed in you or accepted you as their Lord and Savior, I pray, Father, that they wouldn't leave today. They wouldn't leave this building without trusting in you and receiving that free gift that only you can give. It says in the Scriptures, Lord, that there's no other way to get to heaven except by you and the blood of your Son that sacrificed his life for us. I pray, Father, that we would remember who you are at all times, in all situations. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's exciting to have a God that